Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 143. Apple acquires PrimePhonic, the classical music service. Apple signs first states up to adopt driver's licenses and state IDs in Apple Wallet. And new changes coming to the Apple App Store. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from beautiful Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the Apple news this week in about 10 minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Let's now go to the show. In this episode, we will review Apple's top stories this week, including Apple acquiring PrimePhonic, the renowned classical music streaming service. Apple announcing the first states signed up to adopt driver's licenses and state IDs in the Apple Wallet, and Apple and U.S. developers agreed to App Store updates and announced a number of changes coming to the App Store after resolving disputes with developers. Let's start with the music news. Apple announced this week it has acquired PrimePhonic, the renowned classical music streaming service. Apple bought PrimePhonic as it wants to significantly improve its experience for those classical music listeners. With the addition of PrimePhonic, Apple Music subscribers will get a significantly improved classical music experience, beginning with PrimePhonic playlists and exclusive audio content. In the coming months, Apple said classical music fans will get a dedicated experience with the best features of PrimePhonic, including better browsing and search capabilities by composer and by repertoire, detailed displays of classical music metadata, plus new features and benefits. PrimePhonic is no longer available for subscribers and will be taken offline beginning Saturday, September 7th. Apple Music plans to launch a dedicated classical music app next year, combining PrimePhonic's classical user interface that fans have grown to love with more added features. In the meantime, current PrimePhonic subscribers will receive 6 months of Apple Music for free, providing access to hundreds of thousands of classical albums, all in lossless and high-resolution audio, as well as hundreds of classical albums and Apple Music spatial audio, with new albums added regularly. Let's now move to our second story. Our next story is Apple announces the first states, Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah to be among the first states to bring state IDs and driver licenses in wallet to their residents. This rollout will give owners the ability for their residents to seamlessly and securely add their driver's license or state ID to wallet on their iPhone and Apple Watch. The Transportation Security Administration, or commonly referred to as the TSA, will enable select airport security checkpoints and lanes in participating airports as its first locations customers can use their driver's license or state ID and wallet. Built with privacy at the forefront, Wallet provides a more secure and convenient way for customers to present their driver's licenses and state IDs on iPhone or Apple Watch. Jennifer Bailey, Apple's Vice President of Apple Pay and Apple Wallet, said, "The addition of driver's licenses and state IDs to Apple Wallet is an important step in our vision of replacing the physical wallet with a secure and easy-to-use mobile wallet. We are excited that the TSA and so many states are already on board to help bring this to life for travelers across the country using only their iPhone and Apple Watch. And we are already in discussions with many more states as we're looking to offer this nationwide in the future," she finished. Representatives from the TSA and each of the state officials praised the enthusiasm for this new and innovative way to provide an easy, fast, and more secure way for people to present their driver's license and state ID using their iPhone or Apple Watch. One of those officials was Eric Jorgensen, director of the Arizona Department of Transportation Motor Vehicle Division. He said, "Arizona is at the leading edge of states making mobile IDs available to the public, and we are pleased to work with Apple and give Arizonians the choice, convenience, and security of adding their driver's license to their Apple Wallet. Beyond being innovative and exciting, a digital version of a driver's license offers increased security and privacy for our residents, making it something everyone should consider, he finished. The other states echoed these comments. Once a participating state begins offering this capability to its residents, customers will be able to add their driver's license or state ID to Wallet by simply tap their iPhone or Apple Watch to present it to the TSA without taking out their physical card or handing over their device. Apple and all the states place security as the mainstay of this innovative transition and likely one of your concerns too. Some of the security features include Apple and the issuing states do not know when or where users present their IDs. Customers' identity data is encrypted and protected against tampering and theft. Biometric authentication using Face ID and Touch ID ensures only the person who added the ID to the device can view or present the ID or license in Wallet. Next, driver's licenses and state IDs in Wallet are only presented digitally through encrypted communication directly between the device and the identity reader, so users do not need to unlock, show, or hand over their device. Next, if a user misplaces their iPhone or Apple Watch, they can use the Find My app to lock their device and help locate it or remotely erase a device. And lastly, Apple's mobile ID implementation supports the ISO 18013-5 Mobile Driver's License Standard, which Apple has played an active role in the development of and which sets clear guidelines for the industry around protecting consumers' privacy when presenting an ID or driver's license through a mobile device. Participating states and the TSA will share more information at a later date when the support for mobile driver's licenses and state IDs in Wallet will be available in each state, and which TSA airport security checkpoints and security lanes it will be available at first. Several weeks ago, Mac Minutes reported about several universities making the transition to mobile student IDs. It appears now as this innovation is working and states are now willing to go a step further. Soon you will be able to use your iPhone and Apple Watch for identification, virtually eliminating the need to carry a wallet or purse. More information on Wallet can be found at apple.com/wallet. Our next story is Apple and U.S. developers agreed this week to App Store updates that will resolve a class action suit from U.S. developers. The terms of the agreement will help make the App Store an even better business opportunity for developers while maintaining the safe and trusted marketplace. Several improvements will occur for developers and customers. Apple covered about a half dozen of the improvements that developers and customers will see. Let me now cover some of the most significant improvements. The App Store search will be making it easy for users to find the apps they're looking for. At the request of developers, Apple has agreed that its search results will continue to be based on objective characteristics like downloads, star ratings, text relevance, and user behavior signals. The agreement will keep the current App Store search system in place for at least the next 3 years. Next up, to give developers even more flexibility to reach their customers, Apple is also clarifying that developers can use communications such as email to share information about payment methods outside of their iOS app. As always, developers will not pay Apple a commission on any purchases taking place outside of their app or the App Store. Users must consent to the communication and have the right to opt out. Thirdly, Apple will also expand the number of price points available to developers for subscriptions, in-app purchases, and paid apps from fewer than 100 to more than 500. Developers will continue to set their own prices. Next, Apple will maintain the option for developers to appeal the rejection of an app-based or perceived unfair treatment, a process that continues to prove successful. Apple has agreed to add content to the App Review website to help developers understand how the appeals process works. Number 5, Apple agreed to create an annual transparency report based on that data, which will share meaningful statistics about the app review process, including the number of apps rejected for different reasons, the number of customer and developer accounts deactivated, objective data regarding search queries and results, and the number of apps removed from the App Store. And lastly, the launch of the News Partner Program. Recognizing the importance of rigorous journalism and a free and independent press, the program includes a new slate of initiatives to expand Apple support for journalism. This new program will help provide multiple avenues for news organizations to make their content available to Apple customers while supporting local journalism. For more details on this program, visit apple.com/newsroom. With the updates announced this week, the App Store continues to evolve into an even better business opportunity for developers while maintaining a safe and trusted marketplace for users. Those were some of the top stories coming from Apple this week. Mac Minutes Podcast will be aggressively covering the upcoming product launches speculated to be announced in the coming weeks. If you have a question or comment for me, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news are on social media at Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. One of those special events is happening this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Alaska time. Renowned Apple tutorial expert Dan Wasik will be our guest speaker at the Alaskan Apple Users Group. Mac Minutes podcast listeners are invited to attend and can find more information at akappleug.com. For the Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to talking to you at next week's podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Thank you again for listening. And Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon. Please be nice, be safe, and stay well. Thank you again for listening. I hope you have a great weekend.